This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. It is 6:40. Let's get right to the news.
The Radio Alice Report.
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by your mom.
Thanks, Ma.
How is Ma? Florida's pretty hot spot right now. Is everything going okay there?
They seem to be just fine, Vinny. It's not doesn't seem to be hitting them there. Yeah. In fact, I'm only talking with my dad this morning. My mom hasn't said boo.
What?
But, yeah, I know. It's weird because I say hi to her every in the morning. Good morning, mother, dearest.
Hi, Ellie.
And usually she writes me right back, but not today. But my dad's writing me, so that's good. You know, I know there's
okay.
I know everything's okay there. I guess, right?
Good to hear that he's doing well.
Yep.
Okay, so here's the weather real quick for you. We've been overcast every day where I live, and then it sort of breaks peels off and late in the day. Right now, we've got a mix of clouds in the 60s for Oakland, 60s for San Francisco as well, in the high. San Jose, super sunny and high 70s. And so really right now it looks like the best spot in the Bay Area is San Jose. Over like the coastways, it's really staying socked in until later in the day. So there is that. As you know, when we left on vacation, it seemed like everything was opening up and I was pretty optimistic. I probably foolishly so, but I was thinking we were starting to come out of this COVID lockdown. And I had really high hopes for things starting to get back to normal. Unfortunately, it seems like since the time that we tapped out, things have gone on a total backslide. And really, it's a cluster, bad word, to try and figure out what is getting dialed back, what is open. So I really can't give you a comprehensive report right now on what the Bay Area as a whole is doing. You're going to have to check with everybody. Yeah. Everywhere you go, you got to check.
Just assume
That's
you can't
it comes
do
down
it.
To.
Yeah, you can't do that.
I would love for that to be the assumed answer, but that leads me to my story, which is our problem might very well be that people have, well, two things. First of all, it's this what do we call it, caution fatigue?
Yes.
Where you just have been careful and you feel like I'm coming out of my skin here. I'm lonely, I'm bored, and I'm just going to do stuff. And then you've got the story that's in, let me make sure I got this. This is The Chronicle, and it's a story about teenagers, but I don't doubt it's similar for most people where they just have this look through the window at life going on almost as if it's normal and as if we're not in a pandemic. And one of the kids in the story is saying, my friends are having sleepovers, ordering food, going places, and I'm sitting here locked in the house. I think that might be the real heart of the problem for all of us, right? Where we see everything happening and
this is the FOMO you're talking about.
Well, if they're doing FOMO, it. This fear of missing out. So you find yourself, you know, you've been careful. To me, I have the opposite feeling, which is we've been too careful to get screwed up now.
Right.
That's the way I
feel.
It
would make everything that we did to this point not worth it if we were to go out and catch it now.
Right. So I do understand the kids. I do get that. Even I was talking to my mom about this. We haven't seen her since Christmas, and it's not looking good. Like, I don't know when we're going to see her. And I'm sure you have a similar situation with your parents where
Absolutely.
They're at a certain age and you feel like, I can't really say that out loud that I'm afraid you're going to die before I see you next.
I know.
That's kind of like,
I know, Vin.
Really feel comfortable waiting too much longer either. So I get where people feel like, shoot, I can't not go see my mom, or I can't not go. And as for these kids, can you imagine losing the summer when you're 13?
No.
Like, all the good stuff happens.
Boobs. You wait the whole year. Oh, boy.
That's what it is. Yeah, I touched boobs. I smoked cigarettes. I went surfing. I did all this great stuff. And I have these really good memories of all this fun I had. And to think that a 13-year-old kid is stuck in the house not having those.
I watched every show on Netflix and every video that was ever posted to YouTube. That was my summer vacation.
All the fun stuff happens in the summer, you know? It's when your family vacation happens. It's when you have all your fun. You go out and you stay out late and the nights are long and the days are long. It goes, you know, it's light for so long. And those are just the best times. Like, the summer's the best. And it just sucks.
Well, so it what we're seeing is younger people, and I think this goes for older people as well, especially if you're a single older person, older than a teenager person, is that you, A, have caution fatigue, and B, you're watching, you know, some of the best years of your life, you know, go by as you sit on the couch in your house. So I hope you can wait it out. I know one of the parts of the story they're saying, in the beginning we thought this would be a sprint, and now it's looking like a marathon and possibly more like an ultra, in that as we've backslid, I thought, oh, we're not done with this year. Like, how could we be?
I know, Vin. It's funny because when it first happened, I thought, oh, well, the stuff that's happened in the summer, that'll be fine. Like, we'll get this figured out by the end of the summer. And no. Like, now, like, I think the last we heard is we're going back to work on September 13th. No, I'm not. No.
Right.
You know, that's just not happening.
Right.
You know, nobody's going to go do anything.
Now, sort of on that note, real quick, before I get to my next story, it does appear that baseball's back. How long will it last? I don't know.
Yeah,
but
luck.
They've been playing some games. I have yet to see one. In fact, it didn't really occur to me because I got lost in this Law and Order marathon on this channel that I can get.
Totally worth it, man.
I don't know.
Miracle water.
What? Did you? Oh, okay. I wasn't sure if he was about to start the guy's commercial again. They're running a commercial on this Law and Order marathon where you can get free miracle water. And apparently when you get the water and drink it, I don't know if you bathe in it or drink it. They don't say. But all this great stuff happens to you, including you just get checks in the mail. And I don't even know why.
Just because it's a miracle. Don't you see?
Oh, I
believe.
Do see.
You just
right.
have to believe in a miracle.
I wanted to do this story because I can sort of jump off into my own quick story. But
all right,
a bride and groom accidentally fell into the water on their wedding day. They plunged into a river in full wedding attire while they were taking their photos. And sometimes, now I don't know how you did it, but sometimes they take the photos before the wedding.
That's
in order to have you at your absolute dialed best. So
you know, I think actually the bridesmaids took all their pictures. And I think ours were immediately after the ceremony, now that I think of it. But you're right. Some people do. But you're not supposed to see the bride until she comes walking out to you.
Well, I guess it depends on your priorities. I was at a wedding where they definitely did it before the ceremony, and they were gone forever. Ever. Like, we just went, what is happening? Why haven't they started this thing?
Right.
And it just, that's the way it went. And the pictures were the most important thing, apparently. And
those are the memories,
man. It ran about an hour late. And, you know,
they spent $10,000 on that. So,
right.
Well, sure.
We're getting the best GD pictures we can possibly get.
I don't know. We got great pictures and we did ours after the ceremony, but I don't know if that's the if that's the way it goes. Anyway, these people went and did it beforehand. They're both 35. They were posing for their wedding pictures on a dock when the wife suggested this dance move she'd seen on Dancing with the Stars. And of course it dropped them both in the drink. And I just thought, here's your wedding day. She's
let's hope it got caught on camera. That's
her
all
makeup's
I can say.
Ruined. Her hair's ruined. Her dress
is
soaked.
Ruined. Right.
He gets soaked. He fell in. So I don't know. They say here she was in tears, so that also probably didn't help anything. But they went on with the day and they rallied.
They did get married.
They did, and I believe you always say like you're supposed to have some drama in order for it to go well or for the wedding to be.
There's always something memorable. Because if nothing happens, then you don't have a story. Like yes, and then we got married and. It was
right.
the most
so they,
benign thing that ever happened. You know, something's got to have. Someone has to stand up and go, I have a reason. These two should not wed. You know, that kind
they
of
They have a catastrophe there just prior to the wedding. And so I imagine they're going to go long. Good for them. Congratulations. Yeah. And while I say that, if I could.
Yes.
I guess whether depending on how you want to look at it, my bride and I celebrated either 1 year or 11 years.
I was thinking about you yesterday. Was it the 17th?
Well, no, we got married on the 20th. So,
oh, you did.
Today.
Oh, mm-hmm. Today's your anniversary.
Today, right?
What did you get for the little lady?
Well, we celebrated it over the last weekend. In fact, we celebrated it Friday night, and I almost think this might be why my tummy was sick the next day. Oh. Is that I went and got some crab because she's into crab legs. You like those?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, sure.
Oh, you both like those?
Listen, yes.
Oh. Team food here. Come on.
Hello. Do you have to ask? Can I get some drawn butter with that?
Sarah gets serious. Listen, we're talking about crab legs.
How dare you even ask me that question?
So,
this
yeah,
you
we
don't
had some...
know me.
We had crab and a little bit of steak, and we all ate together as a family because there's no possible way to have any romantic time.
Right.
You know, because there's the two kids. And
when's the last time you did it?
I think we did it that night.
Oh, well.
And
well, you were sick.
Oh, no. You know what? It might have been the night before, the Thursday night. But either way, yes, we... If I've got it, she's got it, and there's really no way around that because all the stuff happened, if you know what I mean.
I do.
And I
what
think
does that
you
mean?
Do. You know, all
Listen,
the stuff, Brent.
Yes.
I have no imagination. I can't figure out what you're talking about. You know?
Well, I'll explain it to you, youngster, at the break.
How about a fast fact,
I love
everybody?
Fast facts. Just fast, weeks fast, since I heard a fast fact. Fat. I don't know how I live my life without these things.
The brainiacs at NASA used to hold beauty pageants in the 50s and 60s.
For the
title change
best
from
looking nerd,
misguided missile,
oh,
to queen of outer space, to Miss NASA.
I like misguided missile. That's funny.
Yeah, that is pretty good, isn't it?
So they would just like do it for fun or just to, just to single out the women and make them into objects?
I guess that was something that was totally acceptable in the 50s and 60s. I mean,
sure.
Obviously times have changed only a little.
Were the ladies like, yeah, I'll be in your pageant. Does it pay?
Right.
Come on.
Tea bags.
Oh, hot. Yes.
All right.
Were invented by accident in 1908.
In 1908?
Uh-huh.
Oh, my goodness. They seem ancient.
A salesman in New York sent samples of tea to people in silk bags, and they assumed they were supposed to put the whole bag in the pot. And from there, the trend caught on.
Well, well. They used to pour tea through little filters, through little, like a little sieve or whatever those are called. Colander.
Huh?
They used to put the little... Never mind. Who gives a rat's ass? We have tea bags now. We don't have to worry about that ass anymore. Jesus, Sarah, shut up.
I don't know what I'm doing talking right now.
All right. Our text number is 800-400-3697.
That is correct.
That's correct.
All right.
It has not changed in 2 weeks.
Vinny, you say kids are missing the best years of their life, but we haven't even completed 1 year of this pandemic. Do you know kid time is different than grown-up time?
It's really different.
It's so different. And I remember it very vividly that a one-hour car drive felt like a lifetime. And now I do it without even blinking. I just sit there.
Well, sure.
I don't even think about it. Whatever. So it's an hour. I think that it's very different for kids. And they're...
It is. It's just a larger percentage of their life, you know. It's,
right.
You know.
Like
when
dog
you've only
years.
Had just right, they've only had 10 summers, so it's, you know, a tenth of all the summers for us. It's
right,
a
and
50th
it's an,
of
they're
all
important
the
because you're having milestones during these years. These are the years
the boob touching. Hello,
right, right. God,
milestones.
Where's your Zoom camera?
I'll put it back on as soon as we're done here.
Okay. Yeah, that'd be perfect. Your timing is impeccable as always, Vincent.
What's coming up in the trash, Sarah?
Let's talk about Kanye West.
Right.
It's time to talk about Kanye after these.
Sarah and Vinny.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.